This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good day, listeners. My name is Rodney Brown, and it's good to be with you today. I've got a short reading from the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31. It says, "By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace." And so today we continue in our thinking of great characters of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. And today we come to the faith of this woman called Rahab, a woman who was not a Jew and had a sinful past, but God's salvation was available to her and is available to all, no matter what our background is or no matter what our lifestyle has been. And there's a wonderful verse concerning Rahab. We find it in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 5, and it shows there how that she was brought into the ancestry of Christ. She who had been from outside the people of Israel, she who had such a sinful past, yet in God's mercy, she was brought into the ancestry of Christ. And she had faith to believe in the Lord God of Israel. And she made a statement of that belief in Joshua 2 and verse 11, where she said, "The Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and on earth beneath." And Rahab begged for mercy. There was going to be judgment falling upon her city of Jericho. And she knew and believed in God and heard what God had done to other peoples, other cities. And she begged for mercy. And then later, when the time of judgment came to the city of Jericho, she and her family were spared. And Rahab was promised safety if she would hang a scarlet cord in the window of her home, and all who remained inside would be saved. But if any would go outside the home, then they would not be spared. And the scarlet cord that she was told to put in her window, it reminds me of the Passover in Egypt, when those who were inside the homes of the Israelites, where the blood of the lamb was around the doors, they were protected. And here the judgment of Jericho, the city of Rahab, came in Joshua chapter 6. But before the destruction of the city came, Rahab and her family were brought outside to safety. There back in Exodus chapter 12, the time of the Passover, God said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." And God saw the blood around the doors of many of the homes of the Israelites. And because of that, there was deliverance from the judgment. There was salvation. And the scarlet cord placed in the window of the home of Rahab spoke of salvation to all who were in the house. We think of the judgment that came to the city of Jericho at that time. And as we're reminded of that judgment that came on that city in the past, we think of judgment that is still to come on this world because of its sin. Now, we have all sinned and deserve to be part of this judgment that is going to come. But there is mercy with God. We think of the mercy that he extended to Rahab and her family. And so it is today that there is mercy with God, and sinners who deserve God's judgment can go free because the Son of God, who did not deserve the judgment because he had no sin, he took the judgment of God on himself on the cross at Calvary. And those who acknowledge their sinfulness and trust in the Savior who died for our sins and rose again, they will escape the judgment to come. Here we see that in Hebrews 11 and 31, it says that Rahab had faith. And this is the key to us coming into the blessing of the forgiveness of sins, coming into the blessing of God's wonderful salvation. It says it is by faith. And as was mentioned the last time, so we read in Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9 that it's by grace that we are saved through faith. And it says it's not of ourselves. And it says that it's knots of work, so that no one can boast. Many think that it's by works today, and they try their best, and they work very hard in order to find favor with God, that they might have their sins forgiven, and that they might find acceptance with God. But it's not by works. Some are stronger than others. Some can do more than others. But it's nothing to do with works. It is the only work of God Himself in the person of Christ at Calvary. We think of Christ who said to the Father that He had finished the work that God gave Him to do. And we remember again today that great cry of triumph at the cross at Calvary when Jesus said, "It is finished." And the work that was needed to save sinners, to provide salvation for a world full of sinners, was completed on the cross at Calvary. The Scriptures tell us how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. And it's all been done. God has accepted what His Son did on the cross. God has been pleased to raise Him from the dead. God has been delighted to take Him back to heaven again and to give Him the highest place in heaven, the place of God's right hand. And the right hand in the Holy Scriptures speaks of the most important position. And God has said to His Son, "Sit at My right hand." And so there, Christ, the Son of God, sits today with the work having been done, with the victory having been completed. There He is today. And all who trust in Him, all who have faith in Christ, will follow Him to be where He is in heaven. So let's be clear that we cannot work for our own salvation. We've all sinned against God, as the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We cannot do anything to help ourselves. We can do nothing to save ourselves from our sins. But Christ has done it all for us on the cross. And so through turning away from ourselves and our own efforts and our own religion and all of these things, we can turn away from all of this to Christ Himself, who is the only Savior of sinners. Remember that He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He said, "No one comes to the Father except through Me." And in that day in the Old Testament, when the walls of Jericho fell flat, it says that it was by faith. And it says, "By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with faith." Here we read about the people who did not believe. There were many people there in the city of Jericho who did not believe in the Lord God of Israel. They had their own gods. They had their idolatry. Tragically, those people all perished when the judgment fell on the city of Jericho. But not so with Rahab, because she believed. And because she believed, she did not perish, but she was spared. She was saved. And not only herself, but also her family, all who believed with her and all who sheltered in her home. This reminds me of what the Philippian jailer, as we call him, said to Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16 and verse 30. He asked the question, "What must I do to be saved?" And in the following verse, they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved." And then they added, "And your household," because if his family believed the same message that he believed, they would also experience the salvation of the Lord. We read in John chapter 3 and verse 16 these lovely, well-known words, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." And so the people who did not believe in the city of Jericho, they perished. And the people who did not believe in the Son of God today, they perish in their sins. And finally, will perish eternally. But the other part of the story is this, the good news, that whoever, and the word whoever includes each person in the world today, including all who listen to the wonderful message of the gospel, those who believe in Him will not perish, but will experience eternal life. And so here again, in Hebrews 11 and verse 31, we read the words, "By faith." Thank you for listening. You're welcome to contact me on my email address if you'd like to say something about the message today. It is rodwbrown@gmail.com.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.